Hi, this is Randy the TV Dudes. This is one of my two West Wing interviews from the ATX TV Festival 2016. The sound quality, as with all these, a little off. We're recording in the Roaring Force restaurant. You can occasionally hear other conversations and background noise leaking through. Hopefully it's still clear enough for you guys to enjoy. So sit back and listen as I talk to Richard Schiff of the West Wing and so many other things. Thanks, and I hope you enjoy.
You've gotten a pretty wide range of roles, but I've noticed you tend to play politicos, lawyers, and I was wondering, I know there's a big learning curve on playing like doctors. Is there a similar learning curve for the law and the nature of politics, that kind of thing, as far as research goes?
Well, doing the West Wing was I did an enormous amount of research, and I always forget because I still see David Gergen on TV all the time at CNN, who I still think is one of the smartest people up there, and it was his book more than any other book that I read that was influential in the way that I approached the work on the West Wing.
Okay.
You know, I read Stephanopoulos' book, I read Gergen's book, I read quite a few books, and saw some film, the Clinton campaign film, which I forget the name of. And you know, to understand policy, to understand the nomenclature of politics, takes work. And we never stop researching because I would get an episode like Toby Solves Social Security, and I was like, I would go to Lawrence O'Donnell or Pat Goodell or Dee Dee Myers and go, I'm sorry, what is this? How does this math work? And I would get a different answer from each of them because no one understands how to solve Social Security.
Sure.
So to this day, I couldn't tell you how Toby did manage to solve it. And in fact, got a letter delineating 10 reasons, thanking me for trying, but delineating 10 reasons why this plan won't work, signed Senator from New York, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Research never ends. As far as a lawyer goes, I have come from a family where there were a lot of lawyers, even my stepfather for a time. My mother was very busy. Who was a criminal lawyer, had been Martin Luther King's lawyer, and got involved in a lot of understanding the criminal justice system and the civil rights movement and all that stuff. So that's a little bit easier because I already understand it because I kind of grew up with it. But every role, depending upon what you're doing, demands a certain amount of research. I played recently on this show called Rogue on DirecTV, a kind of nasty, nefarious, mean, Trump-like, if
yes.
you will, character. And I read books on those kinds of lawyers that exist in the real world, those kinds of power brokers, people
right.
that under the radar are really the puppet masters of certain operations in the world that are dangerous for the rest of us.
Yeah.
And, so everything requires a little research, I think, everything of intelligence.
I was going to ask you, you mentioned Rogue. You're also your lineup that's showing or about to show is Rogue, House of Lies and The Affair on Showtime, and Ballers on HBO. That's a lot. How do you manage that much work and that many characters?
Well, last year was very lucky because I got to do all of them, including Manhattan,
which was the
wonderful show from WGN that Tommy Shalami, who did The West Wing, was the producer of. And I got very lucky in that the scheduling was able to work out. So I was doing Rogue in Toronto, flying to New York for 2 days to do one episode of The Affair. I ended up doing 12 or 11 affairs, 16 Rogues. We did Miami to do 6 or 7 Ballers, and Manhattan to finish up my arc on that. And it just mastered scheduling, you know.
I mean,
it's not like the old days where they used to pay you enough money to buy you out.
Right.
You know, everyone understands, because economics have changed so much, that you need to supplement whatever job you have with as many things as you can do if you want your kid to finish college.
Right.
So that was part of it. But it's also, I wanted to do these shows. They were all kind of great.
Yeah.
And I was just lucky that I had good people working it out.
So I wanted to ask you, you raised a question, interesting question in my mind. Everybody talks about peak TV for critics and for audiences and that kind of thing. Hardest to find, you know, choose television with so much good stuff out there. What's it like for an actor to have? Is there a lot of choices we have to make where you have to sort of not do a show you want to do because there's another show that's just as good?
No, the problem for me comes in not being able to do plays that come along.
Okay, yeah.
There's one play that I desperately wanted to do last year. It came during the hiatus from Rogue. We tried to work it out, and it just didn't make sense. That play's now going to Broadway,
right.
You know, without me.
Right.
I had to turn down the Royal Shakespeare Company last year because I couldn't, at least 7 months, and that was heart-wrenching.
Right.
Plays keep coming as offers to me, and I would love to do them, but,
yeah.
You know, I'm booked up until here, and, you know, if I was a big, big star, they would wait for me.
Right.
But, no, this is their slot, and we'd love for you to do it, but if you can't, we'll move on, and that's where I am. So it tends to be painful at times of the things you can't do. And it happens with TV shows on occasion where you're offered something and, you know, and the dates just don't work. But I don't choose based on merit.
Right.
I mean, I want to do good shows,
yeah.
But if this show is really good and this show is similar and they both want me, I'll probably do both of them. You know?
Sure.
They're still going to be very different in their ways, you know.
I was looking at your resume. You've worked on everything from network to basic cable to pay cable. What are some of the differences in the different?
Well, network was 22 episodes for The West Wing, for instance. 10.5 months a year.
Yeah.
18-hour days, 70-hour weeks, and then, especially when you first hit, and everyone goes, "Oh man, I want to work with him." You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got, I think, 11 movie offers on my first hiatus, and only one, and it was my least favorite one, fit the schedule.
Yeah.
You know, and all these projects, I don't want to do those. And after the 7-year cycle, their excitement for you as a new discovery is long gone.
Right.
So you don't get 11 offers the minute you stop. You know, you gotta have to scrounge again. So the network grind is a long, long grind. Not so much for sitcoms, because they get a week off every week. They can alter their schedule. It's an enclosed environment, you know.
Yeah.
But network hour long is really, really tough. So what's great about cable now is, 10 shows.
Yeah.
You're done in 3 months, 3.5 months.
Yeah.
And that's kind of awesome. So you can have a variety. You're not stuck doing the same character forever without mixing it up with other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I like where we are now as far as that goes.
Yeah.
I think there's too much noise in the content world. That's the downside of having all these options. There's no more water cooler shows.
Yeah.
People don't have that communal feeling about watching television, which is very sad to me.
The audience is very much fractured. Yeah.
Yeah, they watch it. They might see it 11 years from now.
Yeah.
You know, when they catch up. Like a lot of people are doing The West Wing now.
Sure.
You know, but I always liked as a viewer that feeling of watching it when 20 million other people were watching it. You know, the closest thing with TV feels like theater.
Yeah.
Like everyone's watching it at the same time, and then everyone talks about it the next day.
So, the theater, I have a question. I saw you were, I think you're a fan of musicals, or?
Oh, I'm a musical.
Have you done musicals? Is that something you have an interest in, or just
no.
a fan of?
Okay. No, I've sung on stage a couple of times.
Okay.
And I've only been good singing when I was singing with other people and stood next to the guy that was the loudest, then I would open my mouth wide, so it made it seem like there was a voice coming out of me. No, I'm not a musical guy.
Okay.
But, I mean, I love music, but I don't, I'm not a singer.
I want to know if you think, and this is sort of a West Wing question too, but West Wing took place in a certain time. Politics has definitely changed, not for the better in my opinion, in that time.
For sure.
How do you think that the West Wing administration would handle the political climate we're in now? What do you think would be really different?
You mean in terms of the cycle coming up and they're ending their term, their second term?
Yeah, I mean, in the world that produces a Donald Trump as a viable candidate, how would the West Wing, how would our players deal with it?
If Aaron had written it, or our writers after Aaron left had written it, no one would buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too outrageous. It's, you know, the world of the West Wing was one that assumed that everyone had good intentions, that people were competent, and there was a philosophical disagreement in the way, in what should be done and how it should be done, and where the money was spent, and so on, and how people should be taxed, and when we should go to use military force, and so on and so forth. Ineptitude and stupidity from the opposition was never a part of our world, and if it was, we shattered it out to the point where it disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, we called things that were stupid because we got frustrated and because people weren't listening to what we wanted to say, but no one was actually stupid.
Right.
Everyone had a point. And you assumed that they came from the intentions of making the world a better place. That was just their philosophical bent. To represent a character as inept, as unprepared, as stupid, as abrasive, as insulting, as horrific as this man, Donald Trump, to me is, would have been laughed out of the writer's room. People would be go, don't be stupid, this can never happen.
Yeah.
To go back to a Sinclair Lewis novel, it can't happen here. It can, and apparently it might.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, same here.